Skiri.
Chamele mafek, atibatike pa map, zvekumanya, takabatwa nemacaps.
Black girl.
Yeah.
Skiri.
Sutu kujima masex.
Black girl.
Jima masex. Yeah.
Black girl.
Vulele volume. Shika pa max. Testu kuziya ma jets, muno ma rhymes kubhedza ma pets. Testu no dzonza ma gets, shika pa njuga si place ma bets. Usada kutiraura, kuti hore dzinobharira ma nets.
Kuluva still the same nigga on the mission. Still looking kanga the sack and finance a kitchen. Bolu funu chill and gali na bo pigin in. Sema wala wala guli game a kare mini me. Kasi ye iman jim tolang muni two keys. Wede mochen jeng o stop keys. Guli seke leng pa zulen jeng e trompies. Sulu miango DJ Kali Joe a cut keys. Heavyweight, watching flower too much. Book a two shoes, book a two shoes. Book a few apela mokamba la me you better pull up.
Chikwari chakwegura, mapranga chiri gnuwa, zimzangare kukuba, utsindi chipumbura, zijinyure chifinu, jaka badera, smati yacho ya kumangara, jajinu, ndiri panyanga, baba chitunga, bora mberi, Moses chunga, mula mumedula, hallelujah, ndiri kanda nisa kesh, kungemba dairi papuma, hakuna notibuka, chutara kajamuka, funky ma general ma cheese, akuti saluta, nikairi pama sanctions, hapana kchema, tikuchapura budget, tipe mangwe ma bucket.
Baby Jaffa!
Shoot a stay, shoot a go. Shoot a stay, shoot a go. Shoot a stay, shoot a go.
Can't tell me, is this over?
Over, 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 over.
I can't take it much longer.
Longer, 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 longer.
Can't tell me, is this over?
Over, 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 over.
I can't take it much longer.
Capital 263.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I am Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
And welcome to another interesting episode of Keep It Real Fridays.
It's fire!
So, in the news today, ish.
Let's be serious now.
We're not doing too many music drops in where Wazir. I just want to run through.
You know, if we decided to focus on music drops, this podcast would be an hour of just music drops. Chaiti.
You know, but let's just talk about one music drop that has been, you know, on people's TLs throughout the week. Shout out to PD the Ghost, man.
PD the Ghost from ZFM's The Fix
and Boss Jeezy.
Boss Jeezy. They dropped the track Joy.
Joy. I like the song. I liked it too. But it saddens me to see people trolling. Just because of other reasons.
No, look, it's just like what you say, you know, you get the energy that you give out.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously PD the Ghost here is a victim of you know, since he's that person that's usually on the helm of things and always criticizing and being very to the point if he doesn't like something, a lot of people felt that they should put it upon themselves to do the same to him.
And I saw you in the crossfire with Lady K.
Nah, we are not basso.
After anyway, you put in some compliments, some sarcastic compliment, Brian.
No, it wasn't even a sarcastic compliment. Because I felt that a lot of people, when they were listening to this song, they were not listening to the song. They were listening to who did it.
But do you blame her for how she responded?
I do blame her because that was some illiterate bullshit.
No, because you're like a poster child.
What
for,
did I say? What, like did a poster what was child my tweet? For, what was my tweet?
For people.
What was my tweet?
Your tweet was like soaked and dripping.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Dripping
in
sarcasm.
My tweet was, guys, let's put aside the fact that this guy is a radio DJ and that he's thrown some hate on some of y'all tracks. This song is actually a banger.
And she said, why can't you just compliment
Anzu, why can't you just say good the Anzu, why can't you just say good the track is a good track?
Without running around, yeah.
Without Chetty. And then I was like, are you illiterate? Can't you see that I just called the track a banger? Hansi, maybe you're trying to be funny and you're actually not.
Do you blame her, Brian? You
represent. Maybe you're trying to be smart, but everybody knows the answer to that.
you were trying to tear it down not too long ago. So and get her fired, take money from, take food from her pocket and everything.
If that was the case, if that was the case, why did PD retweet me?
He retweets haters.
He doesn't retweet haters. And fans. PD ignores shit.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He ignores shit.
You just said he retweeted you because you're a hater.
I am not a hater. I supported the song. I actually think the song is a banger.
Right, really.
And I think Lady K was very careless with her comments on Twitter because she took away the attention from the actual song. Which to me, I don't think that's very good teamwork. That was very like... despondent, if that's the correct word.
Nah.
And I'm pretty sure PD was up in Lady K's inbox and just went quiet.
I doubt that.
But anyway, the song is a good track, man. Joy. It's got Jeezy on it, and Jeezy was dropping heavy bars, bruh. Heavy bars.
Let me not speak too much on it, but I think there are more joints to come, according to him, when I bumped into him earlier this week.
Yeah.
And guys, we're turning one in the next 2 weeks or something. Just help us come up with some crazy ideas for something we can do for Kerf at one. Our baby's one.
It's been 1 year.
It's been a year. So we need to create a crazy idea for an event.
I'm thinking of launching our YouTube channel and just getting people sending in stupid videos of them listening to Kerf. The crazier the better.
I wanna kick it with
Kiki.
Kiki as well. And anyone else who F's with us. Hey, shout out to Kiki, man. That album is fire. Straight fire.
Queen of the South.
Perfect one. We need ideas. Sponsors, if you've got the bag or if you just want to be involved in where am I here, you can just add Celatine or add Keep It Real Fry or add Brian Willis.
ZW. I changed the Twitter handle, y'all. It's no longer CashBid87.
Rest in peace, CashBid.
CashBid, bye-bye, man. Goodbye, ventilation. Who knows?
Perfect one. Cuffin one, we're gonna cook up something. You know, the social architect got you guys.
Yeah, boo.
B Sun is coming out with a new song straight off his birthday, right?
He's dropping the first track since 2008. And judging from his Facebook status, I think it's going to be something political because he's saying they may have to kill me for this one. Hashtag expect us. That's Begotten Son.
I was curious how he didn't get nabbed also, since he was like wearing those bright colors of their political regalia.
The yellow.
Like, shout out to him, yo. He's like pushing a serious cause.
Maybe the guys from Politics and Beyond are gonna cover that.
We're gonna take their content, you know, since they're trying to be the number one show on the network. Yeah. You know, Kerf, we're just doing our things.
I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy.
Hey, you're a rock. You know how I rock.
Also, another some more news on progress. This is about Calvin. Calvin has got a maid in Bulawayo on the 16th of December at Club Prisma in Birmingham. That's in the UK.
From Lviv to London.
Lviv to London. Calvin doing big things, man. Shout out to Calvin, King Kong.
Hey, Calvin, King if you Kong. Need someone to like carry your bags or go buy the bags at your DJ, Celatine, social architect, you know. I got you, my guy.
Calvin is
but
a
shout
King
out
Kong.
To you, man.
He's a big gorilla. He's not doing none of this monkey business.
I'm still waiting for those monkey business guys. They're ducking a fade on vinyl. I don't, for what reason, I do not know why.
I don't see a response coming from Monkey Business, though. Knowing Sharky the way I do, I think he's just going to be all about his business. He's not going to take it as a shot.
Shout out to Soko, man. I saw him perform at King Kandoro's
on
comedy
Wednesday.
Nights on Wednesdays, man.
That was at Inaki's.
Yeah, he did Sununguko and the other jam.
And you were there?
And I was there. Hey, you know me.
That's what Dava.
I'd be busy in the crowd, hugging people's girlfriends up and about.
Shout out to Sharky and shout out to Crims. I heard Crims was the DJ.
Yeah, Crims was the DJ on the Dicks.
Shout out to him, man.
Crims
shout out
also
to him.
Our sound engineer.
Yeah. You know my Twitter was lit this week, man.
About what?
So I guess there was the whole Lady Cliff scenario.
Can you stop trolling Lady K?
Until she stops trolling me, I ain't gonna stop.
I don't even think that was trolling, but anyway.
Nah, well,
you may go on.
Apparently, I got, I got, I got, I got, I got, I got like a cosign from Miss Red.
She's a very loyal listener. Shout out to Sammy.
Thank you, Miss Red. I really appreciate that, man. She was like, in the words of Brian Willis on Keep It Real Fridays, I'm concerned about the level of which people actually enjoy other people's failures. Hashtag SMH.
This boy's not going to sleep tonight.
No, actually, this happened two nights ago. I slept very well.
Are you sure?
No, it happened last night. I slept very well.
Are you sure? Being PC?
Okay, sorry. Today is Friday, so two nights ago, I slept very well.
He doesn't even know which night he slept. No, I don't. This boy did not sleep. Miss Red.
Shout out to Miss Red. Thank you for the support. Although we did have a bit of a back and forth during the hashtag that we started some time ago. But it's good to see that no love was actually lost. Mm. Yeah, shout out to her.
Mm.
And you were busy bragging that and you hug her every day at ZFM.
Yes.
Okay, you were saying so. Oh, now it's on record now. Now you don't want to talk about the hugs that
can
you
hear
you
yourself? That's someone's wife. Can you respect someone's wife?
I said hug her.
Is a hug? Can you respect someone's wife with your lies and shit?
True North says.
Bro,
gotcha, you little bitch.
This nigga.
Carry on with the news. True North says what?
Dude,
just carry on.
Okay,
with the
let
news.
Me let me.
Take
I'm,
the
I'm,
L.
I'm a fabricate some lies. I know your other half will be listening a bit
take
later.
Take the L.
But
take
anyway,
the L.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving
True
on.
True North says you'll never work with Stana.
Aikas. Quiet.
Nah, you know there was that meme about if there's an artist who'd come perform in your living room, who would that be, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
And you'd walk out and then I think someone on her page, I'm not gonna say the name, said it would definitely be Stana. To walk out, move out, change leases or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Truno was like, yeah, me too, LOL, blah blah blah, and I'm like, yo, sis, what's up? Should I keep receipts for this? What if we see like a collab? It's like, nah, bruh. There's never gonna be something like that. So if that happens, revoke my Zim Hip Hop card.
So she will never work with Stana.
Like, oh,
maybe something happened in the DMs.
And she doubled down. I thought probably I'll see okay post or comment deleted, but she actually doubled down on what she said, and yeah, she basically gonna keep it moving. So I guess people, if you were thinking about hearing True North one day
with Stana.
With Mdaradziwa, that will never happen. That will happen. You never know these artists.
Let's never say never, man.
Shout out to Stan, man. He's probably somewhere out there with the foreign, getting some top.
Somewhere out there with the what? Getting some what now?
You heard me. If you didn't, you can rewind. It's a podcast.
Sure, Taura. But right now, it's live. Anyway, whatever. Those are the mirror when it's out.
And they got an exclusive. I've been just talking with my peoples, you know. Team Ball Boss, I don't think he's cleared this up on any other platform.
Keep It Real Fridays.
Exclusive. It's not really a big exclusive, but you know.
It's a big one.
But it is an exclusive, but it's not. But it's an exclusive.
It's an exclusive.
Yeah. So, dude was just basically just. But anyway, let me just play the VN here and you can just hear what he said.
Actually, UAGE, clean. Yes, still at home. Maybe we can go back to something. But this was I'm now with New Africa Music. That's really what's up. And still pushing the headings that you're making too.
So, you heard it, folks. Dude said he made a clean break and is no longer affiliated with Young Games Entertainment. I don't know how far true that is legally.
It's unfortunate that you only told me this story like today. Otherwise, I was going to like try and get feedback from YGE.
With the way you like, disseminate news.
Shut up.
I had to just present it right now. Because the way you leaked a bunch of stuff. You want me to leak receipts? I'm on the receipts.
Anyway, I'll try to get feedback from YGE themselves. Because last time, if you remember, they were saying that as far as the contracts are concerned, Shingy's still signed. So I don't know what's going on there, man. So he's now at New Africa. Young Africa.
Yeah.
Young Africa, that's the one with Yubi Blakes and him.
Yeah, that's the one with Coco Mast.
Coco Mast and
yeah, okay, and they also cool. have a show coming up at the Ziffa Awards
with Shingi.
With Shingi and a bunch of other guys.
Okay. That's dope.
They're doing it big.
That's dope.
So it's definitely something to look out for. And MC Cheetah also has an upcoming album launch at Zimbabwe German Society, CGS. So we're definitely going to pull up to that one. What's the date on that, Brian?
The date on that is the 10th of November.
Are we going with those girls we're with at the Castle Bray?
Those lovely, I am not beautiful sure. Girls? You can take the girls along. I'm pretty sure.
They're your connections, isn't that?
Yeah, they're my connections because you're fucking lonely little schmuck.
But you guys gave me. So I'm saying.
For crying out loud, your hands. My fingerprints.
So stop denying
your friends. So trying to help a nigga out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yo. So
no,
we
I'm
should
saying
go.
You can go with them. I'm not gonna be with them.
Why should I hang with your friends when you're not there?
And can do any my fingerprints are
but they're your friends. How do I link with them?
I've already linked you up at the Castle Prize.
Right. Okay. It's alright.
Yeah.
It's alright, my guy.
I love you, Amy.
All right.
I've
got some pictures.
Yeah, take
but
the,
anyway.
Yeah.
The Diamond in the Rough talent search is coming soon. Winner gets to get a song produced by Vic Enlisted. I've been meaning to meet this man this past year. Shout out to you, guy.
I was
wonderful
listening.
Wonderful work on Rugari.
I was listening on your last on the last interview when you had Courtney Antipas.
Yeah,
what
I say?
Opinion.
What I say?
Both you and Mimi K did not know who Vic Enlisted was. Shut the fuck up. Don't
ask. That was me.
Don't. Both of
Revisit.
You.
Revisit.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Revisit
okay,
that
okay,
shit.
Fine. Guys, yeah. Go back to the last Courtney Antipas episode and listen to the ignorance that was Mimi K and Celestine as they spoke about Vic Enlisted.
I know you don't know COG.
But I know cool. COG.
Just because now.
I didn't know he was called COG. That's the
Get
only thing. That's the only
Get
thing.
Here,
you didn't
guy.
Know neither.
Get out of here, nigga.
Shit. Is that it for the news?
That's it, man. Let's get into this interview.
Okay,
man.
So ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, we got the king of the Christian hip hop circles, even though he doesn't like the tag Christian hip hop. Courtney Antipas. This is Keep It Real Fridays, and I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. You can catch me on my new Twitter handle.
Hey, hold on, man. The show's not finished. Save it for the last bit.
Anyway, just in case, you know, people, those of you sending me tracks, sending us tracks on the Keep It Real Fridays email, that's keepitrealfry@gmail.com.
F-R-I.
Yeah. So please make sure that your tracks have proper ID3 tags. I am not accepting any tracks with AUD 2017-1023 That is just some lazy shit. Tag your shit properly, okay? Because we need these for, like, the libraries. We need to know the producer. We need the artwork. We need to know the actual artist who ever featured.
Do you want to know the girl who was in the studio whilst the dude was also
If it's relevant to the track, man. If it gave if it gave the track some meaning, I want all the information. All
right. Okay. You heard the man, guys.
Yeah.
Just do right by him.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Courtney Antipas coming through in a bit. It's your social architect.
What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy Courtney Antipas. Yo, and y'all listening to Keep It Real Fridays with the family, Brian, no relation to Bruce, and the social architect, Celestine. Blessings.
This one goes out to you. 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 To all the dads, say yeah. This one goes out to you. This one goes out to you. To all the dads, say yeah. This one goes out to you. This one goes out to you. To all the dads, say yeah. This one goes out to you.
Hey.
This one goes out to you. To all the dads, say yeah. Yeah. This one goes out to you.
Let's go.
This one goes out to you.
Check it. To all the dads, say yeah. Never play around. Got your bootstraps laced up. Serious about your role, never take it for granted. Nurturing the godly seeds in your kids that were planted. Stay leading by example, practicing what you preach. Stay firm with it, but it's all enough that you speak. Never pass it when you lead, you a man of your word. Teach your family the truth the way you handle the word.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celestine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine, and you're now rocking with the Blessed with this guy over here.
Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. Why you always got to laugh at my intro, though?
Well, it's a cool intro. It's a cool intro. Don't worry, my brother. And we have a very, how can I call him? A hip-hop veteran. But this time, I'm going to read all his accolades the right way. Best Mixtape ZCHH Awards 2013. Pemmican Award winner 2014. Courageous Gospel Awards 2015. Voted number one African Christian rapper 2015. Must I go on, guys? Best Gospel Act Zim Hip Hop Awards 2016. Best Gospel Zim Hip Hop Awards 2017. Okay. Or did I go too far? Cody Antipas.
What's up, yo?
Somebody really did his homework, man.
Ish, yo.
Courtney, what up, my guy?
Chilling, what you saying? But
chilled. Last time you were here, I wasn't here.
Yeah, you like, I don't know.
But I heard the episode, though.
You had to.
He walked out on you. People think he walked out on the Few Kings one, but he actually walked out on yours.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just decided not to pitch up. I don't know what the beef was.
I don't know. And I meant, and he's meant to be like a... We meant to be cool, bro. Like,
nah, don't worry. We cool, Courtney. We all right, cool. We nice. Cool.
That's all right. We'll see you by the end of the show.
Nah, it's He's cool, expecting man. Fireworks from me, but hey, I'm a chill guy. I'm a father now. I mean, you know what I mean? I gotta be exemplary and all that jazz. Mm. I mean, you're a father too. You know the story with that.
Yeah, so I caught you at a nice time.
So at least this means I have the license to be irresponsible and reckless and all type of things. And I'd just like to say congrats on the new album.
Oh, thanks,
Transparent.
Bro.
Is that album or EP?
Yeah, EP.
Okay.
Zim, it would be cool.
But it is,
album, bro.
It's as solid as an album.
Yeah, yeah. It's concept, the concept of it. Conceptually, yeah. It's an album. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an EP. Yeah.
All right. How long did it take you to put this one together now?
Okay. Writing, we'll say like about maybe 4 or 5 months. But... all the emotion, to draw all the emotions and stuff all together, probably about a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay, so meaning the last time you even came to Keep It Real Fridays, you were actually working on it already?
I guess I was working on it, but I didn't know that I was working on it. Okay. You get what I mean? Like, I'm talking, like, yeah. When I say the emotion, I'm talking about the experiences, because, I mean, as you guys said last week, like, it's like a window into my life. So I was going through some of that stuff, which I spoke about on the record, so yeah.
I noticed, and the last time you came, you were also shuffling thoughts of retirement. Like, hey, this is my last album, what? I don't know if you're still on that same wavelength, or...
I think I tried, but... bro.
If I remember correctly, last time he was here, he said, if you want to quit, don't announce it.
Yeah.
Just don't do anything, just and people will get away. The idea.
Yeah.
But also, last time you were here, you were also against the idea of albums.
Yeah.
Because you were like, people consume albums so quickly, and then, you know, it's
I guess that's
gone.
That's why it became an EP.
But it's as good as an album, to be honest, because that thing is like a roller coaster of emotions. It's an entire story of a certain part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But then here's the thing, like... When I mean albums, the amount of energy you have to, I don't know, have to write a 14, 15 track album and the way people consume it, that's like 2 EPs, bro, 14 tracks. That's like 2 EPs. So the amount of energy you got to use and people consume it, just like they listen to it and it's like, yeah, that was cool. I mean, nah.
What
I'm
also
not understand myself like that, no.
What I also understand by an EP is it's a project leading into an album. So there you have it, guys. We have another album on the way from Courtney. Thank you very much, good sir. You heard it on Keep It Real Fridays. Another album on the way.
I don't know. Another project, maybe, but album.
Please, not another EP. We want an album. Nah, you know, you saw your other peers, Few Kings, dropped recently.
Shout out to them, but that's them. That's cool. Like,
who else dropped? Marcus.
Yeah, shout out to Marcus.
Tuck Money.
Shout out to him.
That's a long list, bro. That's over 25 artists.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like, I don't know. Albums,
Yeah, no. All right, and I hope we get some visuals for this one as well.
Oh yeah, this one definitely, yeah. Definitely. I'm gonna.
I'd love to see the visual for how you do the song Caden on the album.
Yeah, that's gonna be quite.
Yeah, that's another
creative, if I may say. Mm. Yeah, I may have to engage some guys who are good with like CGI and stuff like that. So,
just tell our valued listener. What was the creative process behind the song? Because they might be thinking, okay, Caden, uh-huh. The song. What's the song about, and how do you create it?
Cool. Yeah. The death of my kid. Like, as simple as that. Like, going through the motions, I guess, as a husband, and also like trying to be strong for your wife. And also going through what you're going through, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it just happened to her, your family. So both of you are expectant of this kid to arrive. And then, you know, after a few months and stuff, it happens. So just going through that and, yeah, and eventually I just managed to just put it all in a track. Like, and I wasn't planning to do that, but it just happened at one stage and I just wrote it and, yeah.
Because when I heard it the first time, I actually ran it back, I think halfway. And I was like, no, let me run it back and like hear the real story on this. So were there ever like any hesitations to put this out? To say, oh, okay, should we? Did your wife want it out or did she like?
So like she's the first person I played it for.
Okay.
And then I asked for consent. I was like, so do you think I should do it? If you don't want, I can. Yeah. And she's like, no, put it out.
Yeah.
So we always were we were looking for something to remember him by.
Yeah.
You know, and so we were like, okay, like this is the thing. I was thinking, do I get a tat? Do I, you know, and it's like, just, it wasn't like, I don't know. I never really like connected.
I'm going to say it right now. Shout out to your wife for letting one of the realest songs I've heard in Zim Hip Hop out, because Caden was like my favorite track off this whole item. Not to say that all the other tracks were not, you know, up to par, but
yeah.
Caden, I think that's like some of the realest shit I've ever heard on a hip hop project.
Yeah.
And shout out to your wife for that, man, because I, you know, I went through the emotions as you were like, rapping, and I was like, whoa, you know, like I was working and I had to like stop, and then like, because you were talking about the part when she was feeling pains and stuff, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh no, please tell me this is a, because like in the beginning I was like, oh yeah, there's another one on the way. Yeah. So I was like, oh wow, and then like you started talking about pains and I had to like stop, and then you're like, yeah, we lost again. I was like, oh shit, man. You know, my heart actually sank.
Oh, word.
I actually went through the emotions with you. So,
yeah.
For me to feel that way, I can only imagine what you and your wife were going through. So, respect to your wife for, you know, letting us hear some of the realest.
Yeah.
Like, one of the realest tracks I've ever heard in Zim Hip Hop. And I'm on record saying this. This is being recorded, right?
No, we're not recording, Brian.
Nah, blessings for that, man. Appreciate that. And I mean, it just, you know, you telling me that, it kind of confirms, like in a good way, to say like, okay, we did a good thing by putting our life out like that. Yeah. There, basically, you know.
Very authentic.
Dope, man. Thanks.
On this issue of your number one fan, I was like, oh, let me check on what the next one is doing.
Word.
On Facebook. And I check, Courtney Maxine Antipas. And I thought, maybe it's the same name kind of person. And I'm on your page and I see the same person is commenting, saying, cooking transparent, doing homework transparent. Could that be an addict? I'm like, oh, it's wifey. It's not just some groupie. It's actually wifey. I'm like, okay, wifey, this is how you know she's like the number one fan.
Word.
And I remember last time when you were here, like, all of this wouldn't be possible without us.
Yeah.
Without her.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, so suppose if she didn't support your music at all, would you still do it? Or answer.
Sheesh, I don't even know, because I can't think of a world of in which she is not supportive of my music or of me in general, like whatever I want to do. So of course, I mean, look, I love her, bruh. So to say
she's listening, she's listening to this, I hope.
Yeah, okay. She will. Like, so I mean, to say I would continue something.
Yeah.
I mean, look, here's the deal. I had an opportunity to actually like go and stay in South and work with this recording company that I was signed with.
but my wife wasn't like with it yet, you know, just the whole moving and stuff like that. So
did you show her the bag? Maybe she didn't see the bag and said,
nah, bruh, come back
to Brayside, my guy.
It's not about that. I mean, we okay. Yeah, it's not like we don't have a decent life, but yeah, it's something that I was like, okay, cool. I'm willing to sacrifice this.
I think if his wife wasn't supportive, he'd have two choices: either we wouldn't have the music, or he wouldn't have a wife.
Or you
just get a supportive side chick. Really, bruh?
One too many, really?
A man of the cloth, you're gonna suggest that? Like, really?
Nah, just as a man.
He's a man foremost before anything else. Bruh, that doesn't justify shit, and you know it.
Hey, you're allowed to get support from other... I'm sure there's other things she doesn't like.
Like,
I don't know. I'm sure there could be like something that a habit. So she likes all your habits. She doesn't like
some of my habits. To Mrs. Antipas, you have my full permission to come over and whoop this guy's ass.
I don't want to catch a fade from this.
Oh my word.
Anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick little water break. We'll be right back with Mr. Antipas.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome back to the Keep It Real Fridays locker room, where we're just talking side chicks and ambitions and a whole bunch of stuff.
Don't say we. You're by yourself.
Is this really how you're going to do me, my guy? But anyway.
Pause.
But anyway. Back to the man of the hour. How come you took off ASAP's verse? I know it was a remix, but people usually like add on like... The latest edition of a song.
Oh, word.
Was it not hot enough to be on the EP?
Nah, it's not about what's hot enough or what, but what fits the narrative of the EP. So it was a remix.
He just jumped in on the ASAP Guan. What are you talking about? ASAP got removed from where?
Soulful.
Nah, he
there's
wasn't.
A version with that ASAP.
Nah, shout out to ASAP. Nah, he wasn't removed. It was a totally different version that we did. So it was for remix purposes. I was thinking, do I put it on the album? Do I not put it? I mean, on the EP, whatever it is. Do I put it there? Do I not put it there? Yeah. And just in terms of the flow of it, I don't think it was complimenting it. So I was like, nah, let it just be a remix.
Was he rapping about Bad Bads again? Nah, ASAP.
That's the thing. It's not even about what ASAP was rapping about.
You said it wasn't fitting.
The song
bro.
Of it.
You said it wasn't fitting. Bro.
Yeah, the song was dope, but it just wasn't fitting the narrative. Of. You know, sometimes it's not. Here's the thing. It's not about just throwing a dope song on an album simply because it's dope or on a project. Like, you want to take music that fits like a certain theme or whatever, and then you put it together and you put it out. So that's how I approach when I make a project. That's how I approach a project.
This is why his project sounded like solid, because you can tell there was a direction that he was following from track to track. Because a lot of these like albums, they've got this like compilation feel, because dude is like, ooh, this song is dope, put it on. Ooh, this song is dope, put it on.
Yeah.
Yet there's no like proper storyline that is following, so the whole thing just sounds disjointed.
Yeah.
But anyway, are we going to hear the version with ASAP maybe as an extra or something?
I mean, it's out, so I mean, people can get it. And I mean, here's the thing, like, say if we were to do like a deluxe version or something, definitely that will come on. Definitely it'll be there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now I don't want it anymore. I just want new music. That's like a 2016 joint or something, man.
you see, on the deluxe, we want new music, bro. It's hard to please people. Or else it can be like a track that's hidden in there or something. Shout out to ASAP, man.
I have to agree with Celotime, but I want to hear the one with ASAP, because like that whole issue of, you know, re-releasing stuff and then just adding one extra song.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it. Shame.
Maybe it can be like a soulful 2. You never know.
You know what? I actually think like, So So Fool is good, it's dope, but yeah, I think we need to, like, from now on, I need to just move on, you know, in terms of that particular song. Yeah, I made the track, made the remix, we put it on the EP, and that's it, I guess.
You know, the other thing I like about Mr. Antipas is sort of like the voice of reason in Sim Hip Hop. When he's going at you and he's beefing with you, or he's trying to slap your wrist in public, he quotes, he beefs with Bible verses.
Oh my gosh.
I knew you were going to say that. He follows up with a Bible verse. that really puts you in your place. And the other thing I like is he always gives these quarterly slaps to the wrist to Mudio. Like recently he put out this video.
Oh man.
You know, we just need to talk about that moment a little bit.
All right, cool.
The whole Zim Hip Hop, okay, you elaborate it better.
Okay, cool. So here's the deal. Like, yeah. I know you're gonna be like, nah, it's not to him. But I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about going at people.
Right? Yeah.
So it's the idea that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm.
So what I saw more than anything else was, so Mike Pimp, shout out to him, he hit me up. I don't even know what's going on because I'm on the block list. So
yeah,
Miss Red, welcome. So so Mike Pimp hit me up and I was like, he tweeted and then he added me. I'm like, okay, what's this? And then I went and I saw, oh, okay. And then I even told him, I was like, yo, I'ma mind my business.
Yeah.
And I posted some funny meme or whatever. And then, like, on my timeline now, it's everywhere. Because, like, I mean, I follow Miss Red and stuff.
And you couldn't help it.
See, and then I go in, and then I saw other artists like, nah, it's okay for cats to brag. He doesn't have a gospel label. So I'm like, okay. That is, here's the thing.
Yeah.
And this is not to him. This is to this Christian hip-hop community.
Mm-hmm.
Or Christians in hip-hop. This is me talking to you guys a whole, okay? And not as an authoritative figure, but just as a brother.
You should see his hands right now. He's like, I'm about to lay you down.
We confuse this whole thing. We think, and even just the general idea, we think because of the tag,
yeah.
Because I hold the tag Christian before hip-hop, then that means I'm limited to talk about certain things. And as long as I remove the tag, I can't do anything in anyhow.
Yeah.
But I can still be a Christian. But here's the thing. I'm coming from the point to say, like, guys, okay? Not that guy, but just guys. Here's the thing. This idea that we can simply remove the tag and do whatever is actually not what the thing we say we subscribe to actually says we should be doing. And I'm saying is that as long as you're a Christian, whether you call yourself a Christian hip hop artist or you call yourself a hip hop artist, you're still governed by those same rules. You get what I mean?
Yep.
So yeah, man, it's more the idea, and it's not, I mean, like, yo, let me just come through and also add my 5 cents and tell this guy. Like, I'm not kid, honestly.
But nonetheless, I think he's quite an amazing artist. Do you think one day we'll get a collaboration with Courtney Antipas and Mudio?
I don't think so. In terms
for the
of
culture?
Nah, not for the culture. Nothing.
Not for yourselves.
No. Not for yourselves, people.
I just, okay, that's
the fans.
No, I don't.
For those of you that don't know, what Celatine did there was
trying to bait me.
It's called fishing.
Yeah, he was trying to bait me into,
because as far as I'm concerned, he is not a good artist, and you know this.
I didn't say that.
Hey guys, I was graduating last week, and Mudiwa performed like 2 songs off the rip, and I saw all the shorties clicking and jumping in their gowns, and they were, I was like, okay,
that's dope. That's dope.
Because if you just go off like the whole online, yeah, I know it's half and up, but like, okay, so all right, this dude, you know, he's got a little fan base going on.
Oh no, he's cool. He has quite.
But
a big,
it would be something
base.
Lovely. Suppose if there was a challenge, if the fan said, Courtney, please.
Nope, it won't fit. Like, here's the thing, I can't just do collabos even with a China. for the sake of doing a collabo. Like, it has to fit. It has to have meaning. It has to mean something. So, yeah, dude's trying to bait me into beefing with the next guy, but I'm not worried about it.
If you listen to Courtney's music, usually he's always saying, could he do things for God, not for people. So even if people ask him to feature that guy, I don't think Kuti, as long as his soul is feeling not for it, I don't think he's gonna do it.
But you know this, all I'm saying is, suppose if Ten was to ask you on a song, I think you are able to be versatile to jump into a circular lane and not, you know, and still come up with something. So I'm sure he's also able as an artist to kind of get into your pocket a little bit.
Yeah,
but you just won't let him. Here's
the thing. Shout out to him.
Mm. Shout out to Mudio Hood.
Shout out to him. Shout out to what he's doing.
Yep.
We're just in totally different lanes.
Mm.
We don't agree in terms of certain theological views.
Yep.
And sometimes I feel like the more we talk about it, the more we give it steam. So for me, it's just like,
I just pray that this all ends. But yeah, before we put it to rest, I just want to pray about
what the hell is wrong with you, though? Leave it alone. Just let it die. Like, let the thing die.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we talk about transparent now? Like, really?
Things are going well. Life is good. You know, wifey's good.
Yeah.
Kid is good. Transparent is good. Out. I mean, it's out. Doing good numbers, so... Hey.
Oh, it's going to...
Let bygones be bygones.
Good numbers, yeah?
Yes,
quite decent. Should we take a break and then we get on to the numbers for transparent?
All right, we're going to jump into a break right now. But I just need to say this. Transparent is amazing.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Live wild. Young African kids, so you can be yourself. Walk your own path, homie, you can be yourself. Never conform, baby girl, you can be yourself. H down to the world, I'ma be myself. Young African kids, so you can be yourself. Walk your own path, homie, you can be yourself. Never conform, baby girl, you can be yourself. H down to the world, I'ma be myself.
Check it. Comfortable in my own skin, ain't trying to be nobody else, I'm living my own dreams, living my own life, play by my own rules, so when I jump on this mic, I write to my own tune.
Hey, welcome back to Keep It Real Fridays. We are hydrated and cooling on a lovely Friday with Mr. Antipas.
Sup?
Yo, Brian.
I am very bad at acting. We just had a flipping power cut. Yeah, I'm going to sell it out. Hey, this is Keep It Real Fridays. So everything that we're just about to talk about, we spoke about before. But, yeah.
I wish you had the same energy when we had a certain trio 2 weeks ago and keeping it real all the way. But anyway, Mr. Antipas, tell us more about this very controversial album cover.
But, dude, that's my question. That is my question. I asked the question before. Okay. Anyway, Courtney.
Run it back again.
Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to reenact it the exact same way it happened. Anyway, Courtney, I'm looking at your CD cover here, and you've got these scars on you.
Yes, sir.
First of all, is this Photoshop or is this actual makeup?
So, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's actual makeup. A homie did it. Her name is Lauren Abrams.
Shout out to her, man.
Yeah, man. She's dope. Like, she does a whole lot of makeup, stuff for ladies and for, as you can see, like, any
and
other
guys
and stuff, guys and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, she's dope, bro. I saw some of her work online, and I was like, wait, like, this person is my friend. It's like, yo, I didn't even know that you do this stuff, and
damn.
I told her the concept and what I wanted to put out.
So where can people find online, though?
She's on Instagram. That's where she's really active. So. Her handle is love.of.luxury. So
you guys, if you
engage her, she can.
If you want some makeup done for your videos, I think that's the person you guys need to hit up.
Oh yeah, most def.
Now I'm gonna go to the other side of the whole artwork issue, like I did before. Now this is a gospel project, if I can call it that, or it's it mainly focuses on, you know, Christ, you know, the element of living.
So, yeah, so if you were to ask me what project this is, I wouldn't call it a gospel project in terms of the format of it.
Okay, but you're known to be like in the Christian.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
And I'm a hip hop artist. If that means people call me a Christian hip hop artist, so be it.
Okay.
But I mean, in terms of my genre, I'm a hip hop artist.
Yeah. But then, you know? Okay. Okay. So now, so this leads to my next question,
because
a lot of people are gonna be like asking, okay, but this guy with the genre that he's representing, well, you know, they're gonna put you in that box.
Yeah.
What made you come up with such a seemingly dark and morbid look for your album cover, EP cover?
Yes. Yeah, so let's just call it a project.
A project.
There you go. So for me, here's the thing: like, just it's called transparent. Being transparent about my life and the things that I go through. And like I said, you know, I'm personally tired of this airbrushed Christianity, because Christianity is not airbrushed. It's real. It's real. So, yeah, just I think this view that we put on that Christ makes us superhuman, I don't see it as the 100% the whole truth. And I didn't see it for some of the heroes of the faith who were in the Bible. You know, Paul and them could have gone and healed somebody, and then they were stoned and chucked out of the city. You know what I'm saying? So there's like the good, and then there's this like real weight. I can't say bad, but there's the good and the bad, for lack of a better word, that comes with it. But we're not focused on either, or we focused on Christ. So now my thing is, just displaying the internal scars that I have.
Yep.
I've been through things that I've been through, and artistically showing that in terms with the artwork, you know, with the cuts on the face and stuff like that there. And just as I said, mentioned, it was a Chelsea smile, like smiling through the pain. So
yeah,
the scar is there, but it doesn't mean that I need to stop believing or stop, you know, trusting for better later on and stuff. So, I mean, you see me, I'm good. I've been through some crazy stuff that could have messed up my family.
Yep.
They could have messed me up, but we're still together. We're still strong. We still.
There was no side chick in the equation, right?
No side chick in the equation.
Deeper stuff. Okay, all right. Just check.
But yeah, you know, it was getting a bit too heavy, so Silas had to like lighten it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, you know, it's just me displaying my pain and putting it out there, so that, and hoping that somebody would be encouraged by it. And already, I mean, I've had stories of people saying that, yo, you know, you coming out and being truthful makes me feel comfortable to talk about my depression, or talk about how I lost this, or talk about stuff like that there. So I mean, I think it's a good thing.
You know what, shout out to Lauren Abrams, right? I got it right.
Yeah
Now my man's Brian Willis can go and get some makeup that goes along with his pettiness and his trolling. Yeah, I was in the office today, and the chick from my office, Ropa, she was like, is that his face? Oh my God. Because I told her the album has some deep content. So she was really convinced this was like your real face, and you were on some really dark
that's,
tip.
That's dope. That's dope, actually.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is this, your last project, your Live Wise, the third installment, volume 2, the volume 2.
I think it was volume 3, that was the third
one.
So
the third one, man.
Yeah, third one.
So that one was a bit on the dark side as well. So even when I had the first listen, I was like, okay, I'm expecting some deep dark stuff. I'm like, it's very cheerful. Why would you put such a dark cover? And then I was like, and then this one again kind of had the same energy but a bit deeper. So I don't know if we're just keeping on going downhill with the darkness, or we're going to see some light. You seem like a happy guy.
I am a happy guy, very, very happy guy. But like, whenever I make a project, more than anything, I make a project from a real place. And so, like I said, it could be perceived to be dark, but it's just me being honest. And as I said, I think sometimes it's not just that it's not that it's dark, but it makes you go to a place that you don't want to go. So a lot of people are like, this is a bit dark, it's a bit heavy, because it causes you to look inside as well.
I think if people want to get to like understand this artwork and not just be too judgmental, they need to listen to the project. Because I'll be honest, when I first saw this, I was like, "The hell!" But then I listened to it.
I actually remember that.
Yeah, and then I listened to it, and I was like, "Okay, it makes sense now," you know, because he was like painting like a picture of, like I said, his vulnerable side, and you know, he's not. Like I said last week, it doesn't really sound, you know, like he's trying to be superhuman. You know, it's yeah. realistic stuff. It's stuff that we all go through that a lot of rappers that I feel like are avoiding. Yeah. You know, they just want to show their, we turned up, two cups, and a chick with a great big butt. Freestyle! So it's more realistic. So yeah, and I understand that whole like smile element of the Joker looking thing, the Chelsea smile.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about the cross that's inscribed on your left or right eye?
So that was like Lauren's idea.
Mm.
And she was just like, just to give some like reference to even though it's a scar, but you put in your faith, like, you know, this is, it's meant to represent like my faith more than anything.
Yeah.
So it's a, it might be a scar, yes, but in it or in that, it's like shows in what I put my trust in more so. So yeah.
Mr. Antipas.
Yo.
I'm just looking at your cover and I'm like seeing no distribution companies, no record labels involved whatsoever. Is it because no one has stepped up with the right opportunities, or you just want to do your own thing?
I just want to do my own thing, and this thing being my story, my, you know, some deep stuff, like I just wanted to be authentically me from start to finish.
But don't exactly. you think a distribution company could help you reach that goal and touch other platforms here and beyond?
Okay, so if you pose a question like that,
yes.
then yeah, but it has to be on my terms.
Your terms, as in monetary, how heavy should the bag be?
Not necessarily monetary, but just in how it, the rollout and vision and all that stuff.
Like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, the bag, it would be nice, but nah.
Just give out like an estimate of like what number would
okay,
be nice.
Okay, so like as I told you.
Yep.
So, a good friend of mine who yep. I'd love to work with offered me $5,000 for the project.
On the US front. Dollars?
US dollars, yeah.
Not
and
not
after we spoke a bit and stuff, I just felt like it's better that I just do this alone, you know. And no, not to say that I didn't like what he was putting forward, but I didn't think it was fitting what I wanted, you know, how I wanted the rollout to be like. So yeah, and then you mentioned if you put down $20,000, so I said,
yeah, $20,000, man.
So I said, I was like,
$20,000 will make you forget about your own rollout.
Wasn't
man.
Put out, so I can't say.
Yeah,
but then we went on to talk about how,
when you said $20,000 wasn't put on the table, so you can't say. That's when I said, that's okay. the realest answer I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, and then we started talking about.
But you know, were talking about the dollar a day thing. So this is like $5,000.
Yeah.
If someone can have a say over what they want you to do with over a dollar, can't you at least extend the same courtesy to your homie? Who's like, yo, my guy, I believe in you. I'm not trying to just change you. I believe in you, but I think you could do this, and so that we can get this thing clicking and jumping, and you know.
Okay,
over
so
the
check
boards.
This out.
Mm.
Let me give you another scenario. If my homie came through and was like, yo, I'm putting $5,000.
Yeah.
Give me 6-7 hot tracks.
All right.
It's detached somewhat from my personal life.
All right.
Even though obviously it's going to spill into it, but it's somewhat detached. So I'll be able to say, okay, cool. Let's do something.
Yeah.
This is a project that I'm making with whatever tracks, whatever, for you. Transparent. This is my it's my therapy, it's my project, it's my truth. So I did not want to compromise my truth.
But even though it's your project and all, you also have an obligation to your fans, since you're going to be putting out, to be as entertaining, and doesn't mean you now have to be boring just because it's your project. So so you also have that obligation. So I think that's what your homie will be like, saying, okay, I know this is authentic, but I wanted to also touch I don't know if you've seen like any of like the old Bad Boy artists when they talk about Puff. They tell them, no, 112, they'll be saying, no, dude wanted us to do a bit of rapping, but we're all just about the singing. So
yeah,
you'd have seen some, no, just change this, whatnot, so that, you know, it just crosses over and true, even onto other genres. But I hope you keep an open mind next time.
No, I mean, here's the thing.
That 20K comes around.
I mean, if that 20K comes around, cool, but it's not going to be 20K for this particular
project. Okay.
For the message that I wanted to put out,
yeah,
I wasn't thinking, okay, whoever drops the biggest bag, we good. I mean, when he told me, I was like, okay, this is dope.
Yeah.
I spoke to you know, the thing is, you know, that you, it's good to have a bunch of people that you can talk to and
yep,
can make you see things.
Who
not
are,
just
who
see
are
the
some
money
of these people? You know, in the industry or
family,
just family? Okay.
Family, and then like again, like my homie, which I spoke about before the thing. Yeah. His name is Black Nuban, dope artist.
But who else SA, like in the industry that you like can call on? Just say, yo, what's going on right now?
Not
you,
many.
You guys have your what?
Not many.
Still cool with 10?
Yeah, still cool with 10, but we don't get down like that. Like, I mean, it's been a while since I've been able to actually like get with the guys, Tags, 10 and all that. I mean, shout out to them and I love what they're doing. But yeah, just to get in one place at one time, life is just taken over. So yeah, it's hard to do that.
Well done, Celatine. You just did it again.
What I do. No, but you know what? I think that excuse is a bit gnarling for it, because you can,
which excuse?
You can email Versus. Because dude was like, we haven't had an opportunity to touch base and get together and whatnot. Because I'll take probably on a musical tip as well. You guys, or unless you like to create music organically where people come from the studio, you catch a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can still like, yo, bro, catch this first of all. Tags, you're where? In Nigeria?
Yeah,
catch some of this fire over here, man, and just blend it in, do whatever, whoop-de-whoop.
And that's it. That's the thing. The thing is, you know what? 10 post something or he, you know, on WhatsApp or whatever. Yo, dope, yo, hey, good to see what you're doing is dope, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's doing stuff, he's busy, I'm doing stuff.
You're busy.
I'm busy, Tags is doing stuff, like, there's people in my family that I don't see.
Damn.
That I'd want to see, like, one of my top homies, Jay Varo's China. Yeah. I haven't actually managed to sit down with that dude. In 3 months.
Just open the WhatsApp group. You don't have to sit down.
Exactly.
With
you see, we've got that. We've got WhatsApp. But that's,
you're in a group
in
of 10?
Not a group of 10. But I'm like with my homies.
Okay.
Like, we have that. But in terms of sitting
down. Celatine, fucking stop it. Okay.
Guy, oh my God.
Stop
gosh.
It. Yo. Stop it. No, just play, guys. No, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But I mean, you get what I mean. Like,
I get you.
We just so busy. Mm. Like, it's we seen and we like, yo, bless up, everybody's
if only
doing
knew
their thing,
how it
and that's
hard
what I'm happy
to find
about
you for this interview, being the busy man that you are. We're very blessed and honored to have you back for the second time. So yeah, we're one of the luckiest people, since some people haven't seen you in like 3 months or something.
No, I'll give respect to this guy in terms of like how he's like very active in terms of pushing our projects. Cause like when we reach out to him, he's quick to say, "Yeah, it's cool." When if he's busy doing something, he'll say, "Hey, let's push to, you know, next week." But if he's not, he's like, "I'm available." And all of a sudden, I'm seeing Twitter already has like artwork, and like we haven't done artwork. And I'm like, "Who's this guy? Courtney's there." I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" Like like he actually pushes, you know, like. Respect to you for that, man. Respect. I mean, some people, we call them up and we hear, yo, check with me tomorrow. But then we call them again, they're like, yeah, sorry, check with me again tomorrow. And, you know, this is like time being wasted. We need to be doing research on it. Okay, you know what? These are internal affairs.
Yeah, but you know what? Just to lay in on that, like, again, you see, I talk about ideas, not people. Just to lay in
see,
on that,
Brian,
I think Zim Hip Hop is too small for us to be thinking like that there. Like, even just music in general, like, yeah,
that was straight at you. He's talking about ideas, not people.
You're the one who's talking about our guests and putting our business out there for I don't know what reason, but you know, our producer's listening to this, so and HR is listening to this, so you might just get like a suspension. Don't be surprised, guys. Next week it's me and Mimi up here. Brian will be suspended, and I'll be with my Pat.
These guys are just doing the damn thing. Fam, yo.
Just doing the damn thing.
How they have a show together, I have no idea.
Just tell the peoples one more time how they can get transparent.
You can get transparent from me, obviously, if you are able to be in the same vicinity as I am. If not, then on my social media pages, there's a link there, smarturl.it/transparent. You can get it on all online platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, what. Tidal,
there's also an EcoCash link. I was like, just guys on it.
Yeah, official site, EcoCash, where you can go and pay via EcoCash and get your download. So none of this, EcoCash me, then I'll send you this, and then I'll send you the ad. Me, that's nonsense. I can't do that.
And then nice chicks like saying no, that WhatsApping you at midnight when you're sleeping next to your wife.
That hassle whatsoever.
Even if
so,
it's a nice chick.
Nope.
Nice stage.
Nope. My wife is nice, so I'm cool with that. So people can just simply go. It's 100% better than that other method because there's no human error that can happen. You simply go, you follow the instructions, and after you've paid, you click on the link and it downloads and you get it straight to your phone or your laptop or whatever, and you have the music. So perfect.
It's another way of connecting with the fans. But anyway, that's Courtney's preference.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can connect. We can connect. But there's just certain levels of connection.
How often, how often do you like connect with your fans offline? Do you do like meetups sometimes? Or is it just at your shows?
I mean, I don't know. If people want to meet up, it's cool. I don't mind.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright.
But I don't have a lot of that, so it's cool.
You'll see. I remember I had a lot of that. You'll see Blue Jeans, that guy.
Yeah, because he used to be in the club those days. Yeah. No, we don't. We're not there.
We don't. He wasn't married with no kid.
But I'm sure he was rocking with the same chick at the time. Wife.
Pretty much.
He wasn't married.
I was rocking with I was with my she was my wife, well, she was my fiance at that time, or my girlfriend. But I mean, I can go on record to say that I was stupid about some of the decisions I made back then.
Groupies?
Yeah, like here's the thing. You know,
man, you need to go through it at least once.
You're probably not gonna believe this, but every time I'd be there, we perform, and I'd go home. Most of the time.
So what happened that one time you didn't go
home? There was never like a one time. But what I used to do is I used to flirt a lot and entertain a lot of chicks.
You're a man before anything else.
Yeah, and that was rubbish. I mean, now when I look back, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I may have not.
Hey, you need to get it off your system whilst you're young.
You know what?
Rather then than now.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
There's nothing like get it out of your system. Because what you expose yourself to, you're going to always struggle with for the rest of your life. So guess what? If you were messing around with chicks while you were with your missus and then you got married, don't think it's going to go away. So you rather not do stuff. Rather be, like in this case, ignorance is bliss.
So how did you stop flirting with girls? So you're still struggling with it.
But you just said no, I saw what it was doing to my missus and I was like, okay, cool, so I'll stop. And then when I got serious, when I was like, okay, this, I'm putting a ring on this finger, and there's certain things that I just have to do away with. But here's the thing, it's not like the idea never pops up.
Alright.
Because I was there.
But flirting is idea, like, very impromptu. It doesn't have to be like an idea.
But that's the thing. You just don't put yourself
just
in
jumps
those
out. It's just
situations.
Out, you know?
For you, probably. For me,
you just for him, it happens a lot. Situation. Trust me on that, man. That happens a lot. I mean, you were here when you were sending that silly voice note to whoever you were note to.
Shame.
Yeah, so don't try and put him in your shoes, Neka.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to have something beautiful like you guys. Everybody's in here is like wifed up, so I'm just single and searching, lonely sailor, you know.
You ain't gonna get it that way, though.
Yep.
So you guys should show me the ropes and stuff.
He's telling you. You just not listening.
who you are now is who you are going to be when you're married. So you need to make sure you fix yourself now. Because if you're going to think marriage is going to fix you, marriage ain't going to fix you. In fact,
fix your marriage.
If you ain't,
fix it in time.
Yeah, I think we need a bit of that.
Oh, man. Hey, this has been a pleasure and a joy.
Yeah, it's been, I don't even know if we had an interview or if it was just like guys sat down and just started talking.
But you know, Kerf is all about, you know, conversation. We hate that whole, so Courtney, when did you feel like you are a rapper? And when did you feel like, you know?
And then like, the typical Zim question, like, what struggles did you go through?
You check. So, yeah, that's tomorrow. We'd rather talk about, you know, pastors and side chicks.
Nah. You know what? That will actually be, I think that will be a good topic one day.
I'm sure that
probably I will not be the best person to
there's a girl out there with a Courtney flirting story. If you do, just add Celatine or add Keep It Real FRI. But then again, no. This is, that shit's dead in the water. Don't add me. Don't add me. Don't look for me. I don't want no beef or any sauce with Mrs. Antipas. So yeah.
Mrs. Antipas, what I said before, it still stands. You have my permission to come here and whoop his ass.
One time.
One time. Anyway, just tell the peoples where they can find you.
You can find me online. Courtney Antipas, at Courtney Antipas on Twitter.
Mm.
Courtney _ Antipas Instagram. Courtney Antipas Facebook. Courtney Antipas, Google. Yeah.
Booking details are over there. You don't give out a number or none?
No, I'm not giving out a number. People can get them when they...
contact.
Look, bruh, hey, whatever. Hey, I don't know.
You don't want those night little cute texts like, yo, but I want you to perform on my birthday.
No, like, dude.
Come by yourself.
No, No.
You're trying to avoid all that.
No.
When are you going to stop with these scenarios?
I'm stopped fishing. It's okay.
And my man's Brian Willis, the real Brian Willis now.
Yeah, holla. Yeah, my Twitter handle is now Brian Willis ZW, no space, on Twitter. I did say Twitter handle, right? Yeah, okay. You can get me on Twitter. On Facebook, Brian Willis. Search for Brian Willis. Yeah, that's it. Instagram, it's still Cashbit.
And I am your social architect, Celatine. And unfortunately, tonight I'm going to be at Shabinaki's and another private joint on Saturday. So, anyway, you just hit up my booking details on my profile, yo. And my email. Okay, just hit up the Keep It Real Fridays email at keepitrealfri@gmail.com. Brian is like pinching me to literally say this email. But, yo. It's been a pleasure. Keep it real Fridays. And we out.
Lessons.
And now. Capital 263.